Why the difficulty, you wonder? You're pushing 20, 30, 40. Life is not what you imagined. Things are tougher than you thought. You put out the trash. You wash the dishes in the sink, but there is always more waste, more to wash, either of the house or yourself. And when will the work end, you ask yourself? When? Everything needs upkeep, and it's tiring. Everything needs upkeep, and it's terrifying. You work and go to bed and wake up, and work and go to bed and wake up, and then it all begins again. It all begins again. You stretch. You try to work out, and you try not to eat late. You kiss better people than before, and you're careful as the lonely can be, of who stays, who gets in your bed. All reasonable problems, nothing too dire. So why do you feel so dead? We are held in an uncomfortable space, the chasm between what we really want and what we have come to understand as reality. The more that we want something and are aware that we do not have it, the more despondent we feel. This trouble is yours, and it is definitely also mine. Know that your inner being, the deepest part of you, recognizes the space and distance between, feels you slipping further into the crack. But it is good to feel this conflict, this vibrant sign of budding and wanting. The growing unease is how to know that you are not living your deepest wishes, that you are not in alignment with your inner truth. When I feel the most lost and out of sorts, I know that I'm in disconnection with the very voice that has carried me thus far. I can't hear myself, nor can I think of what to do next. I flip-flop. I second-guess myself. I feel unsure. My lack of confidence causes others to lose trust in me. But how to catch the honest voice? How to lay our eyes on the truth when we are distracted and don't know what we're looking for? First, know that the versions of yourself that are in connection with your source are present and living and growing inside you. It doesn't only happen in sci-fi, this multiplying of yourself. It's happening all the time. When you trip up on yourself in some doorway to a behavior you have outgrown. When the pit of your stomach makes room for a powerful new instinct. When you love, but you leave for your own good. What a natural gift it is to be as multidimensional as you are, to foster a steady and growing awareness of all the possibilities running alongside you. What an entirely full experience it is to exist inside the vast and fluid spectrums of our lives and capabilities. There is so much available, but a certain amount of peace must be fostered, a certain tranquility, a certain sureness and alignment with your inner being before you feel the full range of possibility, before you can make out the sounds. How do we improve this listening, awareness? If we want to thrive, the act of accessing joy right here, right now, is one of the first muscles to strengthen. There have to be things that we are happy about today, even if they are small. I maintain that this is a skill because there is work required to conjure these up, especially if focusing on them is not intuitive to us yet. Don't worry if you're more used to spiraling or obsessing over what needs to change than thinking about the beauty. So am I. This very act is all about making new roads into yourself. Thoughts are magnetic. Begin practicing your awareness of the small things. They will make more of themselves. And they will save your life. When gratitude lists and affirmations, the act of introducing new stories, are suggested to us, plenty of natural and understandable resistance may arise. The first time someone spoke to me about making daily gratitude lists, I rolled my eyes. It sounded so much like a cliche. Even depression felt more worthy and real to me than gratitude.